Once there was an old woman who sat and baked all day. This old woman had a son who was so round and fat, she called him Buttercup. He was as fat as a cup of butter. The old woman had a dog too, and his name was Goldtooth. One day, Goldtooth started to bark loudly.
Run outside, Buttercup, said the old woman. See what Goldtooth is barking at.
So, Buttercup ran out and came back crying.
There's a witch out there, he said.
Go hide under your bed, said his mother.
So, Buttercup hid, and in came the witch.
Good day, said the witch. Good day, replied Buttercup's mother.
Is Buttercup home?
Asked the witch.
No, he's out hunting with his father, said his mother.
Too bad, said the witch. I wanted to give him this lovely little knife.
Here I am, cried Buttercup, and out he came.
My back is sore, said the witch. You must reach into my bag and get the knife for me.
Buttercup reached into the bag, but the witch threw the bag over him and walked off with him in it. After walking for a few miles, the witch sat down.
How far is it to Sandland?
She asked.
Half a mile, answered Buttercup.
The witch was tired, so she decided to take a quick nap. While she slept, Buttercup took the knife and cut out a hole in the bag with it. Then he put a branch inside the bag and went home. When the witch got to her own home and saw the branch, she shouted in rage.
Tomorrow he will be mine,
she promised herself. The next day, the old woman sat and baked again, and Goldtooth began to bark once more.
Run outside, Buttercup, the old woman said. See what Goldtooth is barking at.
It's the witch again, cried Buttercup, running to hide under his bed.
Good day, said the witch. Is Buttercup home?
No, he's out hunting with his father again.
What a shame, said the witch. I wanted to give him a strong little fork.
Here I am, cried Buttercup, and out he came.
My back is still sore, said the witch. You must reach into my bag to get it.
Buttercup reached into the bag, but the witch threw it over him and walked off. Once again, the witch became tired and sat down to rest.
How far is it to Sandland?
She asked.
1.5 miles,
answered Buttercup from inside the bag. So the witch went to sleep. While she slept, Buttercup took the fork from the bag and poked out a hole. Then he put a large stone inside and went home. When the witch got home, she made a great fire. She took out a large pot and got all her ingredients ready. She was going to boil Buttercup. But when she opened the bag, out fell the stone instead of Buttercup.
Where is the boy?
The witch shouted. The next day, the witch returned once more. So Buttercup hid, and once more the witch came inside.
Good day, said the witch. Is Buttercup home?
I'm afraid not. He's out hunting with his father,
said Buttercup's mother.
Too bad, said the witch. I have this pretty little spoon. Here I am,
cried Buttercup, and out he came.
My back isn't any better,
said the witch.
You must still reach inside the bag to get it.
When Buttercup reached inside the bag, the witch threw it over his head and then ran off as fast as she could. This time, however, the witch did not stop to rest. Instead, she went straight home with the boy still in the bag.
Kill this boy,
the witch told her goblin.
Then boil him until I return. I'm off to find guests for dinner.
So the witch left. The goblin wanted to kill Buttercup, but it didn't know how.
Here, said Buttercup, I'll show you how. Just lay your head on this piece of wood. Yes, just like that.
The goblin laid its head on the wood. Buttercup took an axe and chopped its head off. He then put the goblin's body into the pot and boiled it into broth. Buttercup then climbed on top of the house, bringing the branch and stone with him. The witch returned and saw the broth in the pot. She took out a wooden spoon to taste it.
This is some good Buttercup broth,
the witch said.
It's some good goblin broth,
Buttercup shouted down the chimney. The witch ran outside to see what was going on. But when she went out the door, Buttercup threw the branch and stone down at her. They crushed her head. Then Buttercup returned home to his mother. There they sat and baked happily all the rest of their days.